And it's interesting because, in fact, there is a putative biomarker for bevacizumab, a paper in JCO a few weeks ago looking at VEGF-A, circulating VEGF-A, with a new assay, a different assay than has been used in the past in a few diseases. It does really suggest that this may be a biomarker. This is an assay that looks at different isoforms and favors short isoforms versus longer isoforms. So I believe they will be doing that analysis in this study, and you would hope that this might be another place where you could see who benefited and who didn't.
But just to clarify, I mean, VEGF-A is the main target of bevacizumab, is that right?
Well, it is, although there are many different circulating versions of VEGF-A. And the assay, this is a proprietary assay, so of course, the problem with a lot of biomarker development is one laboratory may get a result that is different than another laboratory. It may depend, for example, in the original Hurwitz colorectal study with bevacizumab, there was no evidence at all that VEGF-A was a valuable marker. And now it turns out the current version of VEGF-A measurement, it varies depending on EDTA or citrated plasma, so how the plasma is preserved, how many freeze-thaw cycles there are. There are a lot of nuances that may make this a tougher measurement. But I do think that what I would hope is from that study and from other studies that this might be a hook for us to figure out who benefits.